We have to apologize to Things to Do listeners this week because while we can tell you what's going on, we can't help you develop powers of teleportation. And that's what's needed this weekend because you're going to want to do it all. Will you turn the bright lights on? The Killers will play under the bright lights at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on Saturday night. The show starts at 7:30. The Fringe Festival gets underway today with more than 1,000 performances around the city through the end of the month. The festival celebrates creativity in its many facets through music, dance, exhibits, installations, and more. Expect it to be edgy, innovative, sexy, inclusive, and subversive. We'll have links to the schedule on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
It's the PLAY, just here to say hi, asking you, may I tell you about the day I picked up a microphone, a pad, and a pen? The legend of the tramp begins.
You could just go to a house party. For those of you who remember the classic movie, the Wilmington Public Library is recreating it with its stars, Kid and Play.
My name is Play. Don't dare play me cheap. The microphone is a broom and I'ma sweep you off your feet. And when it's done and said and done, Play's gonna be the victorious one.
They're hosting the free event on Friday starting at 6 p.m. It's not just a nostalgic interview with the rap duo, it's a real party. The event is first come, first served, so get there early if you want to run it back to the 90s with the guys who made it so much fun. Why don't we keep the party theme going? The Asian Arts Institute is behind Saturday's block party at Rail Park. Music and art will be highlighted with performances by participants in the Sound Type Music Festival, which mentors young artists. The party goes from 1 to 4 p.m.
Mama told me not to waste my life. She said, spread your wings, my little butterfly.
From parties to parades. Let's head to City Hall for Saturday's 12th annual Disability Pride Parade. The parade celebrates those who are differently abled with a post-parade festival, a sensory-friendly day, food trucks, performances, and games everyone can play. The day starts at 11 a.m. and goes to 4 p.m.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
After the parade, head over to the Mann Center. Megan Trainor's there on her timeless tour. The Grammy Best New Artist winner has kept the hits coming since her debut 10 years ago. The show starts at 6:30.
I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase. And all the right junk in all the right places.
Who's hungry? We are, and just in time for Center City Restaurant Week. The discount dining promotion starts on Sunday and goes through Saturday the 21st. That's plenty of time to take advantage of the prefix $20, $40, and $60 three-course lunch and dinner specials at your favorite restaurants. Bon appetit! After that, you can dance off the calories you consumed at Brazilian Day Philadelphia. It's at Spruce Street Harbor Park on Sunday. The fest features a special capoeira performance as well as food and music. It goes from 1 to 7 p.m. We don't have enough time to provide details on the Doylestown Arts Festival, the Haverford Township Music Festival, and Kennett Square's famed Mushroom Festival, so we invite you to our website, whyy.org/things to do, where we'll provide all that info and more. But we do want to tell you that one of your favorite bands is in town. That's if you're a fan of classic grunge. That's right, Pearl Jam is still alive, and they're here for two nights, Saturday and Monday at the Wells Fargo Center on their Dark Matter World Tour. And that's what we want for you, a weekend alive with possibilities. This is the one, so take advantage of it. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. Sorry.